You know, a lot of people are talking about 5D, but, you know, if you look at the numbers, 5 is about transformational and change. So it's not a stopping place. It's just a transitional space. Mm-hmm.
Okay, also 5D ist eigentlich Transformation und das ist kein Ziel, sondern es ist einfach nur ein Transformationsplatz sozusagen, wo man durchgeht und wir gehen weiter. Mhm.
So I remember in January, Adama from the Hollow Earth was telling me, Gerhard and Michelle, that to expect the unexpected this year. And they said next month, next to Monat in October, will be a game changer. A lot of new things coming up.
Mm-hmm. When I'm open for this transformation and ascension, will I also stay in my body, and will I be also touchable for my family or other people? They are standing close to me, but they will not be open for this ascension in this way.
That's a good question.
Also auf Deutsch noch, oder ja, sag du.
Go ahead.
Ich habe jetzt gefragt, ob, wenn ich jetzt zum Beispiel bereit wäre, aufzusteigen und in die 7,5. Ebene sozusagen, und wird dann mein Körper so transzendiert, dass meine Familie oder meine Angehörigen, meine Nächsten trotzdem noch mit mir in Kontakt sein können, und wie kann das sein?
Mhm. You know, I don't think that you will. And the reason why I'm saying that is because the densities between those who choose and those who do not choose will be too different. You will translate into a different time space than what they exist in.
Okay. I see. Also sie meint, sie glaubt nicht, dass es geht, dass es in different time spaces we change and we are not in touch anymore then.
That's correct.
Okay.
But the good news is you won't remember.
I won't remember? Why? What is good on it?
Well, the reason why it is good is so that you will not be sad.
I don't have to be sad.
No, because, you know, it's that they choose not to go now. That doesn't mean that they won't choose it at a later date.
Mm-hmm, of course.
And it would stop your growth and advancement if you dwelt on sorrow.
Do you mean these people who will stay in the third dimension, they will not remember?
Neither one of you will remember.
Neither one. Okay, niemand wird sich erinnern können. But okay.
The angel said that when everything was all said and done, that the greatest gift that God will have given mankind will be the gift of forgetfulness, that they will never remember it as any other way than it is with him, which is joy unspeakable.
Interesting.
The greatest gift is forgetfulness, did you say? Okay, also das größte Geschenk Gottes ist das Vergeben, die Fähigkeit zu vergeben. And what does it have to do with not to remember?
It doesn't stop your growth that way. If you were to focus on what wasn't, then you would never focus on what was.
Mm-hmm.
It would stop your growth in your tracks, because the people who are making this ascension, they're the people who help everybody else for the most part. They're the peacemakers. They're the ones that give. Those are the people who are making this ascension. And so if they thought they left somebody behind, that they would not do it.
Mm-hmm. They will not left them behind?
Right. They wouldn't go.
Okay.
If people realized that by ascending, Gerhard, you'd leave your loved ones behind, they wouldn't go. They would stay behind with their loved ones. I think that's what Michelle is saying. Yeah.
Okay, also genau, also wenn man jetzt zum Beispiel hier Familie hat und in Liebe verbunden ist, dann wird man nicht auf, you will not go to ascend if you are here, people, you do have people here with a loveful connection, you will not go, well, then you will stay together?
Well, I think a lot of people would know. Yeah, they would stay. But see, that doesn't help anybody.
No.
And that's the point that, that people a lot of times don't get. While it looks like it's not very kind, it actually is very kind. Because mm-hmm. when they make the ascension, they're going to bring a higher vibration to the planet that will assist everybody in their growth.
Will they stay in the atmosphere or like this?
And it'll be in another time space. It will not be the atmosphere.
Okay, aber okay, Sie meint, wenn jetzt diese Seelen aufsteigen, dann ist es besser angeblich, weil und besser als würden sie bei den anderen bleiben, weil auch die Frequenz und die ja auf diesem Planeten dann steigt. Ja. Mhm. Okay.
So when they are willing to make this ascension, it assists the entire planet, and everyone benefits. Where if they stay, it benefits no one.
Mm-hmm. I see. Interesting.
Okay. Wait a minute.
Okay. All right.
This is not easy.
Okay.
I'm thinking.
If the person. If a person ascends, goes to the higher dimensions, to heaven, if you will, higher dimensions, it benefits all of the people on the planet, even if they're not ascending, because it helps raise their vibration so that they can send later.
Okay, das habe ich verstanden. Yeah. But in my cases, when I will go and ascend next month, okay, then I will I would like to decide to come back and say hello, how are you? And then I will go back in the other dimension. I want to switch. Is it okay?
Yeah, I think like angels come back now.
Why not?
Angels come back and they talk to us. So.
Well, you know, here's the other thing along behind that is when you make the ascension, the scales, if you will, come off of your mind and all your memories and knowledge and gifts are revealed. And so you'll look at things differently. Mm. Not to say that you won't care about people, but it'll be couched in a very different way.
Mm-hmm. Ja, also wenn du aufsteigst, dann verändert sich natürlich alles. Deine ganze Denkweise ist in dieser Art und Weise ja gar nicht mehr da. Du bist, das ist alles revealed. Ich glaube, das heißt aufgestiegen, erleuchtet oder so. Nicht? Ja. Okay, du denkst gar nicht mehr in diesen Kategorien. I cannot believe that you forget everything you have done in the past.
Well, I'm not saying you forget everything that you've done in the past, but it's presented in a way that is, I'm trying to think of how I would explain it to you. It's couched in more of a, like a, an account of not just this life, but all of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the lessons you have learned, where you have come from, where you're at now, it's more like a review. You know, and we tend to focus on this lifetime, but there's so many more than that. And so that information gets integrated. And mm-hmm. so how you look at things is totally transformed when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, also ich habe vorhin gesagt, ich kann mir nicht vorstellen, dass man, wenn man aufsteigt, alles vergisst, was jetzt bisher war. Und sie hat gesagt, es ist nicht so ganz, aber es ist eine Art, du kannst zugreifen wie eine Review, du hast schon einen Zugriff, aber es ist eben nicht mehr jetzt eine Vergangenheit, die dich irgendwie bindet. Okay?
And you know, that happens already in a way, on a smaller scale, when people reincarnate and they come into this new life and they forget everything.
Okay, Peter vergleicht es gerade so in einer kleinen, runtergebrochen, dass wenn jemand auf diesem Planeten inkarniert, also Mensch wird, dass er auch vergisst, was davor war.
Mhm. For little children, they often remember their past lives up until about 5 years old.
Also es gibt kleine Kinder, die sich an ihre früheren Leben erinnern können, so bis 5 Jahre.
And then after 5, especially with parents who don't believe in it, they will say, no, you don't have any invisible friends, and please forget about all those memories, and children forget.
Und Eltern dann, die auf einmal das nicht glauben und dann sagen die, ja, du hast keine unsichtbaren Freunde, vergiss das alles, und dann ist es halt weg vom Bildschirm der Kinder.
And the galactics, the benevolent extraterrestrials beyond this planet, humans, advanced humans, call people here on Earth spiritual babies, because we don't live that long, and when we finally get to retirement, 50s, 60s, 70s, whatever age, then we start asking questions. Why are we here? What's the purpose of life? They ask spiritual questions then and go back.
Also die Extraterrestrischen, die uns Menschen hier beobachten, sagen, wir sind eigentlich spirituelle Babys, weil wir eigentlich viele Jahre brauchen, um überhaupt einmal zu beginnen, spirituelle Fragen zu stellen. Woher komme ich? Wer bin ich? Und so weiter.
So we forget. You know, we forget things, and it's programmed into us. There's a reason for that.
Okay, und das ist eben einprogrammiert bei uns, dass wir das vergessen, diese Vorleben und all dieses Gesammelte. Und es gibt einen Grund dafür. What is the reason for it?
Well, I'll give you an example. So you can move on and start fresh with your new life. And for example, zum Beispiel, my last life was in Nazi Germany.
Okay, also du kannst neu beginnen mit deinem Leben, und sein Beispiel, er war vielleicht im letzten Leben im Nazi-Deutschland.
And I saw many things which were very, very bad then.
Da hat er sehr schlimme Sachen erlebt.
And I remember some, but I don't remember, I don't want to remember everything.
Er will sich gar nicht daran erinnern, okay. Yeah, but why is it sometimes that you have problems in this life and in this, and then you go back to other lives and fix it, and so you can live better on?
It depends on the situation. Michelle, would you like to answer that?
Well, I think there's probably as many answers for that as there are people. Depends on what lesson, you know, you're here to learn.
Right.
You know, but if you came in knowing everything you did before, then you're slanted to do it a certain way, or basically you have a cheat sheet now, so you just circumvent the system. But when you don't remember, you make a clean choice.
Okay, also es ist auf jeden Fall ein Vorteil, dass wir uns nicht daran erinnern können, weil wir einfach eine saubere Trennlinie haben und uns auf unser derzeitiges Leben konzentrieren können. Aber es gibt natürlich auch unterschiedliche Lebensaufgaben, und bei jedem anderen Menschen kann es wieder anders sein.
It's a complicated field. It's a complicated area. And very often, Gerhard, there's just not one right answer. There are many answers depending upon you know, your own history and what you want to learn here.
Und es gibt nicht immer nur eine Antwort.
Yeah. So, but they're good questions. Thank you for asking them, Gerhard. They're very profound questions. Yeah. You know.
But I think the baby analogy and coming in, you know, as a little child fresh is perfect, because then, you know, it absolutely shows whether you learned the lesson from the previous ones or not. Mm-hmm. If you didn't repeat it, you learned it. If you did, you didn't.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, it's a little bit like repeating first grade or sixth grade or high school or college. You know, you failed the class, but no problem. You can take it again. So, no problem.
Yeah. Also wenn sich was im Leben wiederholt, dann ist es einfach nur, du hast halt diese Lektion nicht gelernt. Du kannst doch auch eine Klasse wiederholen, das ist auch kein Problem. Also keiner schimpft da. Wir haben genug Zeit, auch die Klassen zu wiederholen, auch das Leben zu wiederholen oder ähnliche Situationen.
Yeah, so people who commit suicide, they often, if they're successful in killing themselves, the spirits say they all have to repeat everything all over again. So it's not a solution. You may think it is, but it's not.
Also Ted sagt, wenn Menschen Selbstmord begehen, dann ist es meist so, dass sie dann diese Erlebnisse oder in einem neuen Leben das noch einmal machen. Es ist so ähnlich, wie wenn du eben in der Klasse durchfällst und dann die Klasse wiederholst. Es bleibt also nichts erspart. Du wirst noch einmal antreten müssen.
And what I'm getting from my guides today, Michelle and Gerhard, is that we all make mistakes. If we were perfect, we'd be flying around with angel wings already. But we're here to learn lessons. And if something happens and you make a mistake, try to learn from that lesson as best as you can, so you don't learn, you know, make the same mistake again, so you can move on.
Ja, also du musst nicht perfekt sein, du kannst auch Fehler machen, und weil wenn wir fehlerfrei wären, hätten wir schon Flügel und würden wie die Engel herumfliegen. Aber ja, es ist erlaubt, Fehler zu machen. Das Beste, was wir machen können, ist, dass wir daraus lernen und Schritte vorwärts kommen.
Because we all make mistakes, so.
Okay, to go forward, to make the next steps, in which direction? What is the goal? Wo gehen wir hin? The ascension.
Right, the ascension. And this is the seventh civilization on this earth to ascend.
Okay, also ist die siebente Zivilisation auf der Erde, die aufsteigt. Six before. Yeah. Who was them? Egyptian or what?
I have a book I can share with you.
Okay.
Go ahead and keep talking, Gerhard and Michelle. I'll get the book and I'll show it to you. I'll be right back.
Okay. Also there were many ascensions already here on the planet, he said, before.
Right. Right.
So they the cultures just disappeared on the surface because they made an ascension.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, also es war schon öfters so, und die Kulturen sind dann einfach von der Erdoberfläche verschwunden, weil sie aufgestiegen sind. So, okay, so it may be that all also here on this planet in next months or years people disappear, but do not die.
That's correct.
Mhm. Also es könnte sein, dass viele Menschen auch in der nächsten Zeit plötzlich verschwinden, und ohne dass sie eben sterben. Mhm.
This is a fascinating book called A Dweller on Two Planets. And it's a book about a gentleman who remembered, it was written in 1898, and he had past lives of living in Atlantis before they destroyed themselves.
What is a dweller?
A dweller on two planets.
What is it, a dweller?
To live.
A person who lives on two planets.
Ah, okay. Also jemand, der auf zwei Planeten lebt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and his name is Frederick Oliver, Oliver. Very interesting book. Mm-hmm. And this was his memories of Atlantis is just before they blew themselves up.
Mm-hmm. Und sein, and, ja, er schreibt in dem Buch eben kurz davor, bevor Atlantis so hochgegangen ist.
And in this part of the book I was reading last night, it talked about how they had a whole fleet of spacecraft that flew off from Atlantis, and they can go anywhere in the world. It talks about the spacecraft, what they look like, how they were powered. And it's fascinating reading because they attempted ascension but failed, but they ended up destroying themselves. And that's the thing now, that we've come close to this point in human history so many times, but like Atlantis, only to destroy ourselves.
Also er hat beschrieben in dem Buch, dass eben wie Atlantis untergegangen ist, dass Raumschiffe gekommen sind und die aufgefangen haben. So if you, when you ascend, you enter into a spaceship? Or what?
Well, no. Not necessarily. No. Spiritually, you just go to a higher dimension, but this is just an example of how they had a very advanced society, technologically advanced.
Yeah.
And they should have known better, but they took a wrong path and ended up destroying themselves. And it's the same forces today are at work again, good versus bad, you know, the good and bad, black and white. You have these same conflicts going on today. Mm. Same thing.
Wir haben jetzt again. So ähnliche Konflikte wie damals in Atlantis.
Did you know, Zum Beispiel, for example, that just before Atlantis tried to, just before they blew themselves up 12,500 years ago, guess what the government was doing then, their government?
I don't know.
They were doing just like they were today. They were trying to make everyone take a shot.
Okay.
Same thing. Same thing. And you have the same spirits from Atlantis back then now doing the same thing again. It's like some of them don't learn. Didn't work back then. Yeah. It's not going to work now. So, anyway.
So, I hope we have a happy ending.
It will be. It will be. It okay. will. Believe me, it will. That's what the program's all about, and I appreciate your help so much. And everyone's listening, because we're creating a better world just by talking about these issues. It helps people realize it's more than just what you can see on the surface. You know, a lot more than you can read in the newspapers or on the media, for example. There's a lot more at stake here than just that.
Mm. Will the Earth also ascend with us, so we will have the similar surrounding here?
She has already ascended. We're now playing catch-up. And Michelle, go ahead. I know you've got stuff to say on that. So the Earth is already ascended.
It's absolutely in a huge birthing process right now. Look for big changes between September 29th and October 3rd of this year.
Also genau, zwischen 29. September und 3. Oktober passiert gerade etwas Großartiges. Ted sagt auch, dass die Erde bereits aufsteigt und teilweise aufgestiegen ist.
Mm-hmm.
What happens?
She's in a big birthing process.
Es ist ein Geburtsprozess.
Mm-hmm. The Earth, yes.
Yes, the Earth, Mother Earth.
And so one of the things that... I know we're kind of short of time here, so I wanted to tell you one of the things that...
We've got an hour left, so...
Oh, good, 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 good. So I wanted to tell you some of the things that are beneficial.
Pardon me. And Gerhard just told me earlier he could stay another 12 hours if you want him to. No problem.
Yes, we make a marathon. So, do you know...
Well,
it's late
it's
in the night.
It's kind of the middle of the night for you, yeah?
Right, right.
Yeah.
10 p.m. now.
Yes.
And the day is long here.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to tell you the things that have been beneficial to help people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can talk about the problems, but I want to tell you what helps people.
Okay, let him translate. Yeah.
Ja, also yeah. Wir reden jetzt einmal darüber, was eben hilfreich sein kann für die Menschen jetzt in dieser Zeit.
So we talked about the problems in the heart.
Wir haben über die Herzprobleme gesprochen.
When people of a negative polarity, they're afraid.
Wenn Menschen mit einer negativen Polarität Angst haben.
And it can manifest in a lot of forms. We can call it tension or stress. It's still fear.
Kann sich in verschiedenen Dingen ausdrücken, zum Beispiel eben Stress.
And so what I have found out was when you check people's stomachs.
Na, wenn du den Darm, Stomach, Magen, Darm, ja, auscheckst.
When you check their stomachs are running in Hertzian frequency.
Die laufen in Herzfrequenzen.
Yes. And the stomach has to do with self-judgment.
Und ist Stomach the
when you eat?
When you eat, ja genau, der Magen. Ja, der Magen, wir reden vom Magen. Okay, what is about the stomach?
It's about self-judgment.
Okay, wenn du Probleme mit dem Magen hast, dann hat es etwas mit Selbstverurteilung zu tun.
Archangel Michael told me many, many years ago that when you've forgiven yourself, you have forgiven all things.
Und Erzengel Michael hat dir vor vielen Jahren schon gesagt, wenn du dir selbst vergibst, dann vergibst du allen Dingen.
And when you get them to forgive themselves, every organ turns on and operates correctly.
Und wenn du beginnst, dir selbst zu vergeben, dann beginnen auch alle Organe in deinem Körper sich einzuschalten und sich zu regulieren und zu verbessern.
And it all becomes scalar.
Und alles wird, wechselt von Frequenz into Skalar.
Mm-hmm. And so it's a very simple prayer. And because we are children of God, when you say, I choose, the whole universe pays attention.
Also es ist ein sehr einfaches Gebet, wenn du zum Universum sagst, I choose, das heißt, ich wähle. When I say I choose, what is then?
All of creation pays attention when a child of God says, I choose.
Okay, wenn ein Kind Gottes sagt, ich wähle, dann hört das ganze Universum.
Because it's a proclamation.
Weil es ist eine Proklamation.
Mhm. Right, so it goes like this, I choose to forgive myself for all things.
Okay, zum Beispiel, ich wähle mir selbst zu verzeihen für all die Dinge, die ich gemacht habe. Ist eine bewusste Wahl und das hört das ganze Universum und reagiert darauf. The universe answers.
Yes. Mhm. And if you meant it, every organ turns on and your whole body goes scalar.
Mhm. Du kannst also auch wählen, ich wähle, dass alle meine Organe in meinem Körper skalar werden.
And a lot of times, you know, people have difficulty forgiving others.
Manche haben auch Schwierigkeiten, anderen zu vergeben.
For whatever happened or whatever people did.
Für was immer auch sie ihnen angetan haben.
But when you realize that there has been so much outside interference, electromagnetically and spiritually.
Aber wenn du erkennst, dass auch außerhalb als Interference ist, also eine elektromagnetische Beeinflussung.
When you realize that this interference has changed how people perceive and think and act, it's easier to forgive them now because that has been removed.
Und wenn du erkennst, dass sich diese Interference auch verändern kann in der Art, wie wir denken, da ist es auch und tun und bewegen uns bewegen, ist es auch einfacher für uns, denen zu verzeihen.
So it's much easier to let go of those things because you realize that they were under duress.
They were under what?
Duress. Pressure. Under okay. Pressure.
Genau.
Also, negative influence.
Mm-hmm. Also,
influence, that's a good word. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Negative influence, yeah.
Also wenn du eben das wirklich überreißt, dass eben andere so gehandelt haben, weil sie selbst unter Druck waren oder unter negativen Einfluss und deswegen auch nicht vielleicht anders konnten, dann fällt es dir leichter, ihnen auch zu vergeben.
And when you let go of and let the forgiveness go forward, then that frees up space for all the positive energy to flow into your body.
Freeze up?
Opens up areas, okay. Maybe? Mm-hmm. Do you understand? Okay.
Also, wenn du beginnst zu verzeihen, dann eröffnen sich ganz neue Felder.
And when that happens, you're absolutely on the course for ascension.
Und dann bist du, wenn das passiert, bist du absolut auf diesem Weg zum Aufstieg.
Because you're no longer looking to the past, you're looking forward to the future.
Mhm. Weil du denkst nicht, du schaust nicht mehr auf die Vergangenheit, sondern auf die Zukunft. Mhm.